the mother of Samuel Morse. Always sent the lad out on a horse.
Take a message to Miss Peavy on the far side of the pike. Spread the word about the quilting bee next Saturday night.
Little Samuel started thinking of a way to send a message, though he'd never met a horse he didn't like.
Mother Necessity,
Elias, can you help me with my sewing?
Mother dear, I'll fulfill your fondest wishes.
Elias, how?
This machine I've made will keep your sewing really flowing. In fact, we'll keep the whole nation in stitches.
Mother Necessity, where would we be?
Bring me on the Alexander Graham Bell. Thank you, Alexander, for the phone. I'd never get a date, I'd never get a job unless I had a telephone.
Mother Necessity.
All the ill Wilbur, go outside this minute and now continue with your silly playing. Take these players and take those blueprints, take that funny looking thing, take that wheel and take that wing. I can't hear a thing that Mrs. Johnson's saying. All the ill Wilbur, a night boy.
When Marconi gave us wireless radio.
When Henry Ford cranked up his first dynamo.
When Samuel Slater showed us how the factories go.
And now the iron and oil and coal and steel and Yankee, don't you know that
they made this country really grow. With Mother Necessity, and where would we be without the inventions of your progeny?
Wow, that one's crazy. Mother Necessity from ABC, of course, from the Schoolhouse Rocks. They did a whole bunch of those, and I love playing those. Brings back a lot of memories. Plus, they're very, very, very clever. That one doesn't necessarily have the catchy tunes there. It just goes crazy toward the end. I like the Mother of Samuel Morse, always put him on a horse. And then if you watch the video, when they talk about Marconi, this guy's like listening to transistor radio doing like this little jive dance. It's pretty awesome. Anyway, Chris Earle here with you until 5 p.m. It is sucking in the 70s. We got some requests coming up. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. Thanks a lot for calling in and for listening, of course, to WMFO here in Medford, your freeform station at Curtis Hall, high on the Tufts campus. High in the Tufts campus, Curtis Hall. Anyway, Chris Earle here with you, and I hope you're enjoying your day.
We'll be right back. from Mr. Floyd. Will you accept the charge from United States?
Walking through the heat of a summer night, in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died, and they talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his gang to war with the forces of the law, I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night the people saw. Brother, what a fight the people saw. Yes, and the sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old East Side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. They were shouting in the street and the sound of running feet, and I asked someone who said about 100 cops are dead. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night she cried. Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night the people saw. Brother, what a fight the people saw. Yes. Then there was no sound at all, but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died. Yes, indeed, the night Chicago died. The night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be, the night Chicago died.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Said the alligator king to his seven sons, I'm feeling mighty down. Whichever of you can cheer me up will get to wear my crown. His first son brought seven oyster pearls from the bottom of the China Sea. The second gave him seven statues of girls with clocks where their stomachs should be. The third son gave him seven rubies from the sheikdom of down there beneath. The king thought the rubies were cherries, and he broke off seven of his teeth. The fourth son tried to cheer him up with seven lemon drops. The king said,
I'm sorry, son, since that ruby episode, I just haven't got the chops.
The fifth son brought the king perfume in seven fancy silver jars. The king took a whiff and he broke out in spots, 'cause it smelled like cheap cigars. The sixth son gave him seven diamond rings to wear upon his toes. The king snagged his foot on the royal red rug and crumpled up his nose. The seventh son of the alligator king was a thoughtful little whelp. He said,
Daddy, appears to me that you could use a little help.
Said the alligator king to his seventh son, my son, you win the crown. You didn't bring me diamonds or rubies, but you helped me up when I was down. Take the crown, it's yours, my son. Hope you don't mind the dents. I got it on sale at a discount store. Cost me all of 7 cents. Seven.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is Sucking in the 70s with Chris Earle. I'm here with you till 5 p.m. Call on in, make a request.
I've lived all over this town.
All right, I think it's about time for a Beatles block, but not those kind of Beatles, the Beatles from Sesame Street, including an intro by the Bug Band.
But first, to get things started, we have invited a talented group of young unknowns. So let's give them a big hand and make them feel real welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah!
Lost your love. Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say.
She says she loves you,
and you know that can't be bad.
Yeah, she loves you, and you know you should be glad.
Ooh, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Well, you know it's up to you, and I think it's only fair.
I can hurt you too. Apologize to her,
because she loves you, and you know that can't be bad.
Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad.
Number like that always makes me nostalgic.
Yeah? Nostalgic for what?
DDT.
Ladies and gentlemen, with a tribute to the latter, you, the Beatles.
Thinking of you. You give me understanding the whole day through. You wake me up when I am blue. You, dreaming of you. You, only of you. You know very well I'm under the spell of you. Umbrella with raindrops in view. It makes me sad when you're untrue. You, waiting for you. You, only for you. You know very well I'm under the spell of you.
Those four fabulous bugs, the Beatles, and Cookie Monster!
When we
better, 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 better.
We are in a Beatles block right now. That's Beatles with two E's from Sesame Street, of course, from the 70s. That one was with Cookie Monster, Hey Food, a parody of Hey Jude. This next one, I believe it has George on the lead here. There's a lot of different ways to get to school.
You can take a ride on a great big bus, even the crosstown subway would be fine with us, or just walking, you know, is quite a popular way to go. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to get to school. Well, you can hop on a truck, or you can pedal a bike, or toot along in a cart in India if you like, or just walking, you know, is still a popular way to go. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to get to school.
The Beatles performing the haunting and beautiful letter B.
When I find I can't remember what comes after A and before C, my mother always whispers, let her be. She told me B starts big and bad, and ball and bat and battery. Yes, ba 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 means let her be. Let her be, let her be, let her be, let her be. She whispers ba 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 means let her be. And when I feel downhearted, mother whispers B words constantly, like big bubble and bubble, let her be. Now in my hour of darkness, there's a sound I know will comfort me. It's the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba of letter B. Letter B, letter B, letter B, letter B. My mother whispers B words, letter B. My mother whispers B words,
better be. Letter B, letter B, letter B, letter B. Bless the bubble sound of letter B.
You're listening to Sucking in the 70s with Chris Earle here with you until 5 p.m. That one goes out by request to Carrie. That was Jigsaw with Sky High. That's one of my favorites from the 70s that a lot of people don't remember. It's a great song, and it was a great request. Here's another request for her for being so good with that request. It is the Silver Connection, Fly Robin Fly. You're listening to Sucking in the 70s here on WMFO in Medford, 855-915-WMFO. Is the request line.
Bye.
talk show.
Here we are.
Tonight, Barry's guests are...
In a room full of strangers.
Former California recall candidate, Arianna Huffington.
Discussing politics.
Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante.
Initials of the day.
Author of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them.
I want to talk to you.
A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right. Author Al Franken.
You may not want me to.
And as always,
I'm still gonna talk to you.
Barry's brother Robin.
I don't care what you say. Talking it up on the Barry Gibb Talk Show. Talking about issues. Talking about real important issues. Talking it up on the Barry Gibb Talk Show. Taking up politics in this crazy, crazy time.
Hey!
WMFO in Medford. My name's Chris Earle. It's Sucking in the 70s. 855-915-9636. Call in, make a request. Knock on wood.
doctor, give me the news. I've got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ear. I got a bad case of loving you.
Suck It in the 70s here with you until 5 p.m. Here's Blues Image.
73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay. Rolled off of their ship, and here's what they had to say. We're calling everyone to ride along to another shore.
Automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Greased lightning.
Look at some overhead lifters. It's a four-barrel bars, oh yeah.
We talking, what we talking.
Fuel injection cut up.